Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to, both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Ooh, a wild brawl broke out amongst swimsuit-clad boaters at a Florida lake in front of families, kids, pets, everybody, nature, everything. A big old fight broke out amongst a bunch of boaters at a Florida lake over the weekend. A man was knocked unconscious and left floating face down in the water. According to a video, it happened at Lake Winterset in Polk County in front of kids. They were relaxing lakeside with their family. According to Polk County Sheriff's Office, seven men and a 17-year-old boy were arrested. Sheriff Grady Judd announced yesterday that he was going to make an example out of the hooligans. I watched one feller get knocked out, and he went face down on the ground. Another was face down in the water. Punches flying at random. A woman in a pink bikini tried CPR on one knocked out man. The chaos I don't even know if we can play the video. Can you show some of the screenshots? I don't know if we can actually play the video because there's so much cussing in it. But they were showing just like some B-roll. And all the men are in their late teens or early 20s except for one 40-year-old man. And the sheriff said that they're going to crack down on delinquency. But they were fighting and are brawling. And nobody actually even knows what over. That's the, you know, I'm just saying, they don't even know. A Florida man is accused of giving his grandfather a drug cocktail to, quote, ease up his death. The man said, I helped him out. Okay, yeah, it's euthanasia, and it's also murder, and that's not helping nobody out. That's not what that is. Oh my gosh. So now I can't get this open. Now he's going to be sentenced and he's going to be going into jail for that. And then, I'll get you tomorrow. The guy who was arrested and said he drank too much on the body cam footage. And he very evidently did. Stick with us. More in store.
These women aren't friends out for a run. They're actually undercover police officers taking to the streets in Surrey as part of a new operation trying to stop people catcalling and harassing female runners.
We get honked at, the staring, the hanging out of the window just to look at us, and it's so, so, so prevalent.
And police teams are ready to intervene the moment the officers are beeped at, followed, or shouted at, pulling people over.
Those kind of behaviours may not be criminal offences in themselves, but they still need to be addressed. And of course, the people that are likely to commit those kind of behaviours, you know, they may then go on to commit more serious offences or more serious behaviours.
This is the stupidest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And it's actually what they're doing in Britain. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the top of the second hour. They're actually doing this in Britain. Did you heard the fella. He said, well, it's not actually a crime, you know, per se. We can't actually, you know, arrest them for catcalling. But, you know, we're still going to try to stop it. We're going to use all our taxpayer-funded resources. So I feel like that Drake meme, you know, oh, grooming gangs in Rotherham, you know, but catcalling, you know, like a entrapment. That's the thing. This is insane. They're spending taxpayer dollars. And I'm sorry, they're not sending us their best. Right. Can I just be honest for a moment? Because this is why you guys really ultimately are like, just do it, Dana. I know you just say what you think and I know what you're thinking in your head. I mean, how many people actually believe that all these dudes were turning these heads over that? One of them was like some big fun. You know what I mean? Like from Heather's. I'm just saying. I think that they look goofy because they're running around in a vest. And my first thought would be like, I would be looking like, why are you in that vest for? It's not, you know, that's just dumb. But the fact that they decided to they're actually like baiting people. I'm just can't even believe this. So they did. They had these British cops like go running, just go jogging. And they now, you know what the article didn't get into? Who are the people actually catcalling them? What, I mean, are they the same type of people that were getting the girls in the grooming gangs in Rotherham? I'm just curious. And honestly, one of these broads should just be happy that she can still elicit some attention, if I'm being honest. Let's just be real about it. If you're going to sit here and shame men like this, then I feel like, you know, turnabout's fair play. But they said that they created the Surrey Police Department, Kane, because they, for lack of anything else to do, they created a trial task force for an entire month, Kane. And it led to 18 arrests. Well, that's completely different from catcalling.
Yeah.
Why are you comparing men who are catcalling to... By the way, I've seen women catcall the heck out of dudes.
I've seen it too.
I have seen in my lifetime more women catcall men than men ever catcall women. Mm. It's just not something I get offended by. It's one thing if someone's like screaming abuse at you, which I've had happen. But it's entirely different if someone's like paying you an audible compliment by either whistling or something else. And I don't know why women feel like, I've got a way to give myself power. So I'm just going to pretend to be offended and be a victim and like claim that as my power. That's just lame. And then they're going to complain later. I just don't know why I can't get any dates. Well, maybe because you've like turned something innocent like that into something horrific. So they were wearing tight fitting clothes. They're wearing exercise clothes. You absolute morons. That's how it was described in the British press. They're wearing leggings and like t-shirts, for crying out loud. Oh, but it's not a burqa. But they said they were sent to rush hour hotspots and they pretended to be joggers. No, they were joggers. They were jogging. And they said one person was honked at in 10 minutes. Oh no, Kelleha, they honked at her. Meanwhile, in Rotherham, for 15 years, they were sexually abusing, molesting, and trafficking minor girls, like as young as like 12. But hey, they honked at one of your cops in leggings. This is just so goofy. This is so goofy. They're like, people slow down to stare. Do a lot of people jog in that area? Because that might be weird, right? I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is, I will absolutely stare at someone if I see them jogging, especially if they look dumb while they're doing it. Right. Because every now and then you have the person who either runs like, what's his face, Naruto? Or you got somebody that they're just like an arm swinger. Have you seen those? I look at it because it's strange. It doesn't mean I'm catcalling. I will look at them and be like, that person is running like a loon. Look at them. Or if they're like slapping their feet on the pavement like a duck, you know, I'm like, look at that person's form. Absolutely. They have no idea. They're assigning, especially the people who are standing, they're assigning motives to them. Maybe they got honked because they weren't abiding right of way. You never know. This is the stuff that they do over there. They created an immediate trial task force for this. But Rotherham abuse, an entire city where thousands of young girls were trafficked by Pakistani men for almost two decades, and all of people like in high up positions covered it up. That's, you know, can't rush to create a task force for that. But for this, oh yes, we're going to create a task force. And then the Inspector John Vale, I feel harassed just by this. Can you claim that? Like, I feel these people's like ridiculous reaction is harassing me. I feel harassed. Where's my relief? That's what I just Britain, man. I don't even know what's happening in Britain. Case in point. So this they have a lot of immigration coming in from Northern Africa, a lot. And they had a Nigerian man. I don't know if I should try his name. Ayomide Famakind, who is from Nigeria. He sexually assaulted a young woman, but because he had a troubled, whatever that means, a quote unquote troubled background, he wasn't given jail time. The judge felt sorry for him, saying, oh, the prison sentence would be too severe. So he just gets 18 months of community service and he was left to go. And it was a teenager. And basically they were like, oh, he doesn't know that it's, you just can't go around like raping women. Same country. You just can't go around. He doesn't know that you just can't go around raping women. So we just feel so bad for him that he just doesn't know that he can do that. Yeah, he was, he targeted and sexually assaulted a teenager. The victim says that she's terrified to go anywhere alone and that he ruined her life. And she tried to fight him off and he pulled her to the ground and he was going to brutally rape her. You can't tell me he wasn't. I mean, he pulls her to the ground, pulling off her clothes. Yeah. And then someone pulled another individual intervened and pulled him off of her. But the judge said, well, it was a momentary aberration. He had a very troubled background, you see. He had a very difficult life, you see. He's a gym instructor from South London. So he was able to come to the UK, Kane, and figure out how to get a job, how to apply for a job, how to get a flat, how to do all of these things. But he didn't know that you just can't go around raping women. Oh. Yeah. They said, no, no, no. A custodial sentence would be too severe for him. I mean, screw the victim. I mean, you know, not literally in case he gets the wrong idea. But yeah, the girl was at the beach with her friend. They were walking back home. And that seems like normal, right? You're at the beach with your friend. You're a young woman. Shouldn't you be able to go to the beach in your country? And if you live by the beach, walk home from the beach. But that's when they were walking home together and he approached them. And the victim said that she first realized that somebody had put an arm around her waist and she was talking and looking at her friend. And then she realized all of a sudden this guy appeared and then he started shoving his hands down her pants and knocked her to the ground. And they called police right away. All the people at the scene identified this guy. There was DNA evidence that linked him. He was found guilty of sexual assault. And the victim goes, I didn't see him coming and I certainly did not ask him to ruin my life. He left me crying and injured on the ground, asking for help. And she's like, I'm terrified to walk alone on the street. And the judge is like, well, you know, he expresses remorse. He's a bright young man with clear potential. So we're going to... Now, if you catcall a woman and you're a British person, you're going to have, you know, the book thrown at you. But if you come into the country from somewhere else, and you can go out and get a job, but then you want to claim ignorance when you realize that you can't just go grabbing women like you apparently can in your home country. Oh, then it's, oh, don't repeat it. You know, you get a little tap on the wrist, not even a slap. Britain is conquered. They conquered themselves. The UK has conquered itself. Kel-Tec, the PR-57, one of the newest firearm offerings from Kel-Tec, a rotary barrel pistol. And that's 40% lighter than other 5.7s on the market. And it's chambered 5.7. And it establishes kind of a new measure with lightweight design. The rotary barrel makes it the lightest 5.7 pistol available. And they have a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. Inspired by real-world data and defensive needs, MSRP of only $399. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, and quickest and easiest field strip there is. You can find it at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Fun fact, playing a little bit of Queen and David Bowie Under Pressure on our way in as bumper. Once when I worked at a record store back during my college days, I played that and someone thought I was playing Vanilla Ice and I kicked them out of the store. I made them leave and I said, you have a 1 month ban until you get better tastes. I mean, I don't, not that I dislike Robbie and Winkle, but the fact that you didn't know what that was sampled from, get out of the store. All right, so true story. Let's see, this is from The Hill. Ma'am Danny, I have to say it the way that they say Inglourious Bastards, Nancy. Ma'am Danny, he's leading the New York City mayor race by 19 points in a latest Siena Research Institute poll. He's at 44, Cuomo's at 25, Silva is at 12, Eric Adams is at 7. I mean, this is just getting, I don't know. Whew, here we go. This actually surprised me. NFL's heaviest player, 464 pounds. He's deemed too fat to play. And he's forced to watch from the sidelines until he loses weight. Desmond Watson. They have no idea when he's going to be able to return. He's the heaviest. He's on track to be the heaviest in history. He's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's got to lose a lot of weight, apparently. They said they have to get the number down. He still has a lot of work to do. They said he's doing a solid job. That's all I'm going to say. So, man alive, that's a lot.
So, on the offseason, he had to gain a lot, I guess, or else he wouldn't have been signed if they knew physically he wasn't able to play.
Yeah, I think that's
so
what it was.
So, I think something happened over this break.
I mean, I think someone wasn't eating healthy, you know, and I get it, you know. I mean, you're in the grocery store and you're walking by them Star Crunches. My kids did not know what a Star Crunch was.
I haven't had one of those in decades.
First off, but I know I got other headlines. That's a test to determine whether or not someone is worthy of being in your group during an apocalypse. Do they know what a Star Crunch is? They don't get out. Go to jail. Right to jail. That's where you go. U.S. major airline warns it's going to shut without a cash boost. Well, I don't know. Maybe if we allow things to be privatized and, you know, I don't know, we had better service and we weren't treated like cattle. Spirit Airlines. Isn't that where all the fights happen? Isn't that the Waffle House of the skies?
It is.
Spirit Airlines. It's the Waffle House of the skies. They'll just slap you out of the plane. You don't even need to, like, you know, deboard. They'll just slap you right off. They said that they don't have a lot of money and they need help. Okay. Let's see. A man was arrested after breaking into a Redmond auto shop. He had to get his phone back. I mean, I understand you want your phone back, but isn't there a way that maybe you could wait or maybe try to get a hold of the owner? It was at 1:30 p.m. so it was in the middle of the afternoon. But the way that he did it, though, he threw a rock right through the front door. That's not the way to do that, right? So I don't know, maybe they were out for lunch, whatever it was, but you could have waited and you didn't need to throw a rock and bust their door in. That's just and then enter it while it was unoccupied. That's new. Target cookie recall. Thousands of popular sugar cookies recalled because they got wood pieces in them. I mean, do you know what cellulose is? Number one. Number two. Why are you buying? I will not buy cookie dough. I'm not going to buy the cookie dough like that. Make it. It's so easy, especially sugar cookie. It's like the easiest cookie to make. And it's so much better. It tastes better. Your kids will think you're amazing. They will love you. Don't buy this stuff. Don't buy it. It's junk.
The best part? No wood.
Yeah, and there's no wood in it. That's right. No wood, no bug legs. None of that stuff is in there. Ooh. Yeah, that's what cellulose is. But our friends over at All Family Pharmacy, they have everything that... Okay, so you know what I'm actually getting ready to look at? Because I get my like emergency kits. I'm going to do this right now. I get my emergency kit. I got two there. and I've gotten antibiotics there, and what else have I gotten? All kinds of stuff there. I mean, I don't want to sound like a drug den, but I get a lot of like really good essentials at All Family Pharmacy. They have everything from NAD Plus. They have methylene blue. They've got, I mean, antibiotics, over 200 antibiotics. And the best thing about it is that everything is made here in the US of A, right? Everything is in the US of A. All their precursors, everything, 100% domestically sourced materials for all of their medications. And you can get everything in like 2 to 4 days. If you need it overnighted, you need it in a pinch, they can overnight it to you as well. And so this is what I really like about them. You can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10. And that will get you 10% off of your entire order. And you can check out their full list. Like I said, they have absolutely, you know, everything. I'm looking right now at their stuff for motion sickness because I'm going to have to get to go on this MRC cruise in Norway. I'm going to have to get, because I get motion sickness, just to have it. And so I'm going to get it at All Family Pharmacy. So I don't have to go in. You get your doctor's prescriptions. You get everything that you need. AllFamilyPharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. I'm going to use my own code and get 10% off of your order and check out their full list as well.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Now they're going to examine and review Smithsonian exhibitions. What? They want to sell. I mean, shouldn't it be about celebrating American exceptionalism? One of my favorite museums was the Smithsonian, the American Museum, Americana, and the World War II exhibits specifically. Gone there. I've taken my kids there. They're amazing. And I'm a huge World War II history buff. And I loved it's just amazing seeing some of the stuff that they have there. The White House posted a letter on its website that read, quote, letter to the Smithsonian, internal review of Smithsonian exhibitions and materials. They wanted to have a, quote, broader vision of excellence that highlights historically accurate, uplifting, and inclusive portrayals of America's heritage. So they want to make sure that it's aligning with this directive to celebrate American exceptionalism. This is all from the letter. Remove divisive or partisan narratives and restore confidence in our shared cultural institutions. That doesn't sound bad, Kane.
Nope. So far.
I mean, does that sound bad? I mean, yeah, that's all good, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants ahistorical divisiveness. We want to all have confidence in our shared cultural institutions, right? Yeah. So they want to have public-facing content, a review of the exhibition text, wall, didactics. They want to have educational materials, digital social media content. They want to here they want to, quote, assess tone, historical framing, and alignment with American ideals. Then a curatorial process to talk with the curators and senior staff, I'm reading from the letter, that understands the selection process, exhibition approval workflows, et cetera, exhibition planning. Because we have our 250th anniversary for the Declaration of Independence coming up, America's founding, et cetera. They want to evaluate how existing materials and collections are being used or could be used to highlight American achievement and progress, and whether or not they can digitize or convey to other institutions certain materials. And they want to make sure that they have curatorial guidelines that reflect their original mission. Here's David Axelrod. Quote, gotta make my David Axelrod face. The White House plans to conduct a far-reaching review of Smithsonian Museum exhibitions, materials, and operations. The guy who declared their independence from a mad king 249 years ago would have lots to say about this. What? What? Mother Jones. Mother Jones is like the Charmin of editorial toilet paper. Okay, not even Charmin. It's a one-ply. They wrote, the White House is pressuring the Smithsonian to eliminate political influence. That's Orwellian. What's Orwellian? Is the political influence that you've already infused and infested the Smithsonian with. That is what is Orwellian. And then the Daily Beast. Trump's initiative to make history great again is now threatening to bulldoze Smithsonian exhibits. Oh wait, here's Politico. White House announces Smithsonian's review amid Trump's cultural reckoning. What the left tried to do was Mao's color revolution, rewriting our history, trying to shame us and shame our founding, trying to only focus on the sins and without any grace and ignore the the amazing journey of reconciliation and redemption and the story arc of our country, of any country. I mean, that's the Orwellian aspect of it. That is what they did. They wanted to rewrite history and wanted to denigrate our founders, so that we would somehow divorce ourselves because we did not want to have our characters impugned by association. If they can make you think that something is bad, you will voluntarily separate yourself from it so as to not be stained by it. You will remove yourself from association. So it was a chilling effect. They wanted you to think this thing was bad. They want you to think the founders have faults and thus are imperfect. And if the founders are imperfect, then our nation's founding is void. That's the whole goal. That's the whole goal of CRT. To make you lose faith in the very fabric of this nation, in the very pillars of our institutions, so that if we believe that these people are faulty, then the entire purpose of the nation, the premise of this nation, can be called into question. I mean, it is a very graceless, punitive, maliciously dishonest framing. It also ignores Old and New Testament. I mean, let's not look at, you know, Jesus's family lineage, shall we, if they want to have these applied arguments, but I digress. But that's the whole purpose of it, is they wanted you to feel shame, therefore you would voluntarily divorce yourself from this without, and then you would distance yourself from that. You wouldn't be maybe as excited to talk about George Washington, as excited to talk about Thomas Jefferson, you know, these people who themselves have committed no sin in their own lives. I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, by that measure, then you would have to question Jesus, because look at David and look at everyone who came in that family line before him. I mean, it's an absolute rejection of God equips the called. Doesn't call the equipped. It's a total rejection of it. And it's a rejection of that grace and the whole purpose of that story, because it's all about magnifying God's greatness and not mankind's. It ignores all of that. And so it is a bastardization of it. It is evil and malicious But that is the whole purpose of it. And they have infested the Smithsonian with this mentality. And so all this is removing the infestation. That's not Orwellian. It's removing the Orwellian. It was Orwellian to demand that we rewrite history books. It's Orwellian to demand that we somehow blame ourselves for having a free and prosperous nation. It is Orwellian to demand that our freedom isn't really a just freedom because our founders were fallible. Well, everyone is. At least they're honest about it, where the left isn't. So I think this is high time that it happens. Now, the Smithsonian gave a statement to USA Today saying they were not asked by any administration or any government official to remove anything. And they said they put, USA Today noted that Smithsonian puts Trump's name back in the museum's impeachment display with changes. And I guess it has a caveat. I keep seeing that. They just do, that's just like stuff to be petty. You know, if they really wanted to have it, like a legitimate exhibition about that, they would compare that impeachment to Clinton's impeachment. Or they would look at Nixon and then Clinton and then maybe Trump, and then they could compare, okay, well, what criminal charge? Let's look at the criminality involved in this case with Trump and in this case with Clinton, because there were criminal charges involved with Clinton. That was based on a criminal case. And part of the reason why it was so further compounded is because the Clintons did everything they could to try to hide it. It all started with Whitewater and went from there. Paula Jones, and then it just kept adding up. And with Trump, there was no actual criminality. And even if there had been, it would have been a misdemeanor. And that's where you hear the bookkeeping. This is the New York case, a misdemeanor bookkeeping error that was actually years past the statute of limitations. And then they fabricated a charge for which they never actually explained. And they advised the jury to discard it, just to accept the fact that there exists a charge for another crime, but we're not going to tell you the nature of it. But the whole reason that they wanted there to be the existence of some unexplained crime was so that they could dredge back this expired accusation, and then in New York's weird twisted law, combine it to elevate it to a felony level. There were a lot of attorneys in New York that are very rabidly progressive that would not even touch it because they thought this is so stupid. But Alvin Bragg, well, he's their whipping boy, basically. I don't know how you'd call him. They get him to do everything. He was like, I'll do it. He has more ambition than sense. The only other person who maybe outmatches him is Hillary Clinton. But they had Alvin Bragg do it. And then he brought this case, and there was no criminal conviction. They just had the opposite of a homecoming contest. It's an unpopularity contest. That's what he won with Democrats. Ooh. And then they had all these different process charges just because they wanted to up the number and make it look like there were a lot of crimes that he was convicted of, because they knew nobody was going to go in there and look, oh, what is this? 36 different charges? Every time you send an email, that's another charge. You reply to it, that's another charge. I mean, it was all the same case, but it's like every little bitty ancillary thing related to this one thing, they'll feather up another charge. That's what it was all about. If they really wanted to have a very educational exhibit, they would explain that in detail, but they don't, because it's all partisan. So yes, removing that's actually the opposite of Orwellian.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.